U.S. Bishops Launch Campaign Against Taxpayer-Funded Abortion. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on July 2, 2021. The U.S. Bishops Conference, USCCB, has launched a letter-writing campaign urging members of Congress to say no to taxpayer-funded abortion. Congress is moving forward on paying for abortion with your tax dollars. Babies and their moms urgently need your help, reads an email sent out Thursday by the USCCB's Committee for Pro-Life Activities. Tell Congress not to take innocent lives, it adds. The letter refers to two appropriations bills that would remove long-standing, bipartisan protection from public financing of abortions at home and abroad. The Financial Services and General Government, FSGG, bill currently excludes the Dornan and Smith amendments and would effectively force taxpayers to fund abortions in the District of Columbia and within the Federal Employees Health Benefit Program. Additionally, removal of the Helms Amendment in the state foreign operations, SFOPs, bill would force taxpayers to fund abortions throughout the world. Congress is advancing appropriations bill this week that would essentially force taxpayer dollars to pay for abortions in D.C., through foreign assistance, and in federal employee health plans, the email states. Don't let Congress vote for an appropriations bill that includes taxpayer funding for elective abortion, it urges. The bishop's letter-writing campaign follows on the heels of a June 28 statement by Kansas City Archbishop Joseph Nauman, chairman of the Bishop's Committee of Pro-Life Activities, and Rockford Bishop David Malloy, chairman of the USCCB's Committee on International Justice and Peace, appealing to Congress not to eliminate provisions preventing taxpayer funding of abortions. In their statement, the bishops call on the Appropriations Committee and all members of Congress to protect taxpayers from having to pay for the evil of abortion, and to instead use our tax dollars for the common good and welfare of all. Follow at Williams Rome.